Governor Bob Kerrey of Nebraska. He's the governor, and he's with us today from Lincoln. The president wants to cancel many of the agricultural support programs in an effort to get the deficit under control. Mm-hmm. The state of Nebraska voted overwhelmingly for the president. He made his intentions clear, Governor Kerrey, last summer and last fall. The fact of the matter is, as painful as it is in Nebraska and in other parts of the farmland, aren't we just going to have to face up to this crunch?
Well, the president talked about the same sorts of things that that Walter Mondale did: higher prices, lower interest rates, and there was some sense, as always, that the federal government might be able to deliver. The fact of the matter is, Tom, that over the past 4 years, we've seen an absolute failure of this tax program that was designed in 1981. By reducing taxes, we're going to stimulate the economy and be able to fund this big increase in defense, and no sector of the economy has suffered more as a result of that failure. We've got a very strong dollar. To sell into Germany today a bushel of corn, the Germans have to pay about $4.40. They paid $2.14 4 years ago. The strength of that dollar right now is a tremendous barrier. We see all over the state people exerting a great deal of effort to reduce their costs, but every time they gain some new efficiency, that dollar goes back up again and wipes out any gain that they've had in productivity. The fact of the matter is, the farm program is designed not just to protect producers, but to provide stable food prices for the consumers as well. And the fact of the matter is, the farm program today is about 3% of the total food bill, about the same as it was 10 years ago. And the fact of the matter is, if they pull out the farm program this year, if they say they're going to go back to a market like they did in 1981, that farm bill that David Stockman designed then was supposed to be a budget bill. And I would argue that the only reason they're talking about going back to the marketplace again in 1985 is to reduce the budget. Not to try to help consumers, and certainly not to help producers. It would be disastrous, it would be cruel, and I think it would not be in the best interest of this nation.
Governor Kerry, this is a painful question, and there are members of my own family who will have my head for even asking it. But is it possible that in America, that the era of the family farm has come to a close?
Certainly possible if we continue going the way we're going right now, with tax incentives out there that encourage just the opposite, with spending programs that encourage just the opposite. It's possible with barriers right now to young people that are trying to get involved in agriculture, but that in fact could happen. But the fact of the matter is, if we have a strong government, much the same as we had 125 years ago when a very good Republican president by the name of Abraham Lincoln was elected, he signed into law the Homestead Act, a massive federal subsidy program designed to get people to settle the territory, signed into law the Morrill Act, a massive subsidy of educational programs in the territories. If you have a strong government that's designed to sit there and try to sell our product, that's designed to sit there and try to control our production to some extent so that we don't overproduce, if you have that kind of action, and you've got some reasonable credit programs as well to give these people a chance to overcome the barriers that are in front of them, then there's no reason to believe that the family farm is going to decline. But certainly, with current policies, it's essentially say we're going to get out of it altogether. We're going to ignore the success we have. You know, I sit here in this state, and I have an opportunity to entertain people from Mexico, from Zambia, from other nations of the world. They come here, and they're amazed at the extent to which we've been able to develop our rural areas. Not by a free market approach that says we're just going to take a hands-off policy, but by a very aggressive federal government that goes out and builds institutions, educational institutions, that helps build roads, that helps provide us with some sort of opportunity for our individual people. We've been very successful as a nation in doing that, and it would be a tragedy not just for producers but for the nation as well if we were to turn our back on that success now.
Governor, thank you very much. I know you've been really well out there, but we appreciate your appearance this afternoon.
All right.
Thank you.